Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Brown.
How you doing today? Yes, sir.
All right, my brother, we're with you. It's time.
Okay, yes, sir, we're on live. Go ahead.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, radio audience, brothers and sisters in Christ. Tonight, we have again begun on a program, a Bible radio broadcast. And this tonight is our special night where we especially desire to receive your Bible questions that we might have a Bible question and answer program. This program is a program that is sponsored by the Church of Christ, specifically the Gary Luke Church of Christ, located in Houston, Texas, USA, whose minister is Brother Lewis Parker IV. We're thankful to God for their vision, and we're thankful to God to be a part of this radio broadcast tonight with you. Also, on our ministerial panel, in addition to Brother Lewis Parker IV, we have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. Our moderator for our program tonight is Brother Ryan Brown, who will assist those who have questions to get your questions aired so that we might answer them for you tonight. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on this radio call, is push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into the live broadcast to ask your question. We promise you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. In this broadcast, the Church of Christ and the ministers who serve in it, we promise that we will give you a Bible answer for your Bible question. This Bible and Answer Question Forum is not a political forum, but we will address moral and spiritual questions which are answered by God in the Bible. In addition to Brother Lewis Parker IV and Lewis Parker Jr., we also have Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams. We are the ministers of the Power Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We look forward to you all who are on this broadcast calling in and queuing in and asking your Bible questions. As we begin tonight, we're going to start out with a word of prayer and thanksgiving to God. Then we will open up this forum for those who might be listening in and who have a question about anything that we have taught or anything that you have been taught in your religious faith that you are concerned to know the Bible's answer. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time and this opportunity that we have once again to come onto the radio, onto a global broadcast, and to be able to discuss, to teach, and to proclaim your gospel and your gospel of salvation to the world. Heavenly Father, we're praying that someone tonight who will listen in or who will call in will be interested enough in their soul salvation that they will listen to the Bible, listen to your word, dear God, and as a result, they will make it up in their minds that I want to be saved and I want to obey the gospel. We know that the gospel saves. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And so, dear God, as we speak tonight, we pray that you will give each of our ministers the wisdom, the ready recollection of the things that we have studied, and the vision, dear God, to teach people what they need to know in order to be saved. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are attending, the Church of Christ preaches the gospel doctrine of Jesus Christ. The Church of Christ is the only church that is written in the Bible because it's the only church that Christ built. In Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus declared to his disciples that upon the rock of truth, the foundation of the truth, what truth? That he, Jesus, is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God who came into the world to save men from their sins. That's the foundation of the New Testament church and doctrine. Jesus says, I'm going to build my church on this foundation, and nothing, not even death, is going to stop me. Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood in his death, established his church in the spirit, and has allowed men of every nation to enter into the spiritual church that he has built for salvation. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, Peter preaching the first gospel sermon in AD 33 at 9:30 in the morning, on a Sunday morning, he tells men, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible goes on to say in verse 41, and they that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And later on in verse 47, the Bible goes on to declare that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who is being saved in the Bible is being baptized into Christ. Acts 2:38, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. We are being baptized into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. If you have not been baptized into Christ, you are not saved. You are not a member of the Lord's church, the church of Christ. The Lord has not added you to his spiritual church because you have not obeyed his spiritual command to be baptized for the removal of sin. Except we our sins are removed, one cannot be saved. Well, how can our sins be removed? In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, the apostle Paul, when he was called into the apostleship, was praying and praising God, and Ananias the preacher came to him and said, Saul, Saul, why are you delaying? Why are you wasting the time? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, unless your sins amen are washed away by baptism, you are not, nor can you be saved.
Amen.
You cannot amen be saved without baptism according to faith in the gospel.
Amen.
We're talking
amen
about water baptism, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about sprinkling water on your forehead. We're not talking about pouring water over the top of your head.
Amen.
We're not talking about amen sprinkling water on infants and small children for baptism. It's not infant baptism. But
amen
baptism is for believers.
Amen.
And it's a burial. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Verse 4 says, for we are buried with Christ
mm-hmm
by baptism into death, that just
amen
like Christ was raised from the grave, even so we also are raised from the watery grave of baptism to walk in a new eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, we are teaching that you must be baptized in order to be saved.
That's right.
In order to be added to the Lord's church. In order to be born again. John chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, "For except you be born of the water and the Spirit, except we come forth from the watery grave of baptism with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, intact, we cannot even enter the spiritual church or kingdom of God."
Amen.
The church of God, the church of Christ, is the kingdom of Christ. It's the kingdom of God. And the kingdom is on earth. The kingdom is with men, so that we might be able to enter in through the Spirit. Our soul enters the kingdom of God.
Man.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 3.
Amen.
You're not in the kingdom of Christ. You're not in the church of Christ. You are not saved except you obey the gospel of Christ and receive the baptism of Christ. And that is the baptism by faith for the remission of your sins. Ladies and gentlemen, many today are worshiping in religion, and they are not worshiping God in spirit, nor according to the truth.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus Christ talks about those who would worship him in vain. Why? They are worshiping in vain because they are teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.
Amen.
Who commanded salvation without obedience of baptism? Men started that. False teachers and evil men started that doctrine because they were led by the evil spirit of Satan.
Yes.
That's the doctrine of the devil. And
men
are teaching it today, ladies and gentlemen. And we want you to know that the Bible teaches no such doctrine.
Amen.
The Bible teaches the truth. We're here to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
This is one aspect of the teaching of the New Testament Church of Christ. If you are not taught this where you worship in your religious faith, you are in the wrong church. Wrong faith.
That's it.
You are listening to a false preacher, a false teacher. And we challenge any minister who is not a minister of the Church of Christ, who do not agree with the doctrine of Christ, we challenge you to prove what you teach by the Word of God.
Amen.
If it's not written in the Word of God, it's not the truth.
That's right.
If you teach the Word of God as a lie, you lie on God.
Amen.
You call God a lie. You cannot teach the truth with a lie.
Amen.
You can only teach the truth with the truth.
Amen.
If you're teaching a lie, it is not the truth. And we challenge you to ask the question. Defend your faith. If we're not telling the truth, prove it.
Amen.
Show it in the Bible. Let your followers and those who are following your false teaching, let them know where it is in the Bible.
Amen.
Most people I meet today, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, in these false religions, they don't even know how to defend it. They don't know whether the name of their church is in the Bible or not. They don't know whether their doctrine is in the Bible or not.
Amen.
They don't know where it came from. They don't even know when their church started.
Amen.
Christ did not start in 1607. The Church of Christ did not start in 325 A.D. The Church of Christ did not start in 1539.
Amen.
The Church of Christ began in 33 A.D.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, a Sunday morning Easter Sunday in the city of Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
If your church did not start in 33 A.D., in the city of Jerusalem, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., and the 12 apostles did not preach the first gospel sermon in your religious church, you're in the wrong church.
Amen.
Amen.
You're in a false church. And we're here to tell you tonight, and we challenge you to question. You want proof for what we're saying? We're giving it to you.
Amen.
But if you want to know the truth of God's word, we have the book, chapter, and verse.
That's it. Amen.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47, tells you when Christ's church that he built started. Acts 20 and 28 tells you that Jesus Christ purchased his church with his blood.
Amen.
Amen.
The Catholic Church was not purchased with the blood of Christ.
Amen.
The Methodist and the Baptist and the Lutheran churches were not purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They did not exist when the church began.
That's right.
In AD 33 on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem.
Amen.
None of those churches even got started in Jerusalem. Read your history book, ladies and gentlemen. Go into the encyclopedia for your denominational church's origin, because it's not in the Bible.
Amen.
We're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to obey the Bible.
Amen.
The truth, if you want to be saved.
That's right.
You got a question? Ask your question tonight.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if you want to know when your church began, ask us. We probably already know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We know when it started. If you don't, we'll tell you.
That's right.
And you can go ask your preacher if that's right. Okay?
Amen.
We challenge you to ask your Bible question.
Amen.
Marriage, remarriage, divorce, whatever your question is, homosexuality. There's a philosophy that God loves homosexuals. Well, I'll tell you what, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are cursing you. They are laughing at you.
Uh-huh.
When you read Genesis 19, you'll find out God hates homosexuality and homosexuals.
Amen.
God loves the soul of men, and he provided salvation for them. But if men do not obey the salvation by the grace of God, God will destroy your soul in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Read it for yourself. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. Read it.
Right on.
God is going to come back. Christ is going to come back with his holy angels.
Amen.
And fire. And flaming fire. He's taking vengeance on those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no salvation in homosexual
Amen.
Lifestyle.
Amen.
God created male and female.
That's right.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. God created male and female.
Amen.
Not homosexual men. You need to read your Bible. God hates sodomy. He hates adultery. He hates immorality and sin.
Amen.
You cannot be saved with your sin.
Amen.
No matter what the denominational preacher, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Catholic, or any preacher tell you, you cannot be saved unless your sins are washed away by the blood of the New Testament, Jesus Christ's blood, through water baptism.
Amen.
That's the only way your sin can be washed away. If in hell you have been baptized in water according to faith in the gospel, you are not saved.
Amen.
We challenge you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Ask us the hard question. The Bible has the answer. All we're going to give you is the word of God.
Amen.
God bless you. At this time, we're going to turn the question and answer broadcast over to Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who will also pass it on to Brother James Johnson and others who are ministers on this panel tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask your question, remember, push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you in, and you can ask us any question of
faith
and religious doctrine that you have, and we promise we'll give you the Bible's answer.
Mm.
God bless
Amen.
You. Brother Parker, we'll turn it over to you.
Yes, and, you know, here's a question that there might be someone listening now. And you may have some friends, family members, church members, or somebody you know. I have a question to ask tonight. And that
All
question,
right.
I would like you to call in and answer it as best you can. If you know somebody, the question is, what in hell do you want? And I know that there are a lot of people, there's something that they want out there. I was talking to a young man just the other day, and he just said he's going to do whatever he wants to do, no matter what.
Okay.
He said, I said, well, why are you going to do that? Do you know about anything about the Bible? Oh, yeah, I used to go to church and everything else, but I quit going to the church and all that. He said, because I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I said, well,
okay.
What is it in hell that you want to do? Now, all of the sins on earth, when you go to hell, you're not going to be able to contain those sins in hell. Amen?
Yeah.
If a person wants to be a robber, a stealer, a killer, whatever, and everything, and go to hell for that, you're not going to have no killing getting done down in hell or no robbing down in hell. You're going to hell because you didn't obey God on earth. And you have an eternal life. Amen. You'll never get out of here. Go to hell on judgment day. You will never get out of hell. And that's why I preach that sermon basically a lot of times. What in hell that you want? Only thing you're going to find out down that's in hell is some fire, some weeping and gnashing of teeth down there, burning, screaming, you know, and that's going to be eternally. That's not going to be for about a year or two. That's going to be eternally in hell, burning up. People don't even want to think about it. And they like to use all the time, you know. They curse each other and tell each other, you just go ahead on and go to H-E-L-L. You know, you get out of look, you said it, and you going, and even the person you're talking to might be going. Amen?
Yeah.
Hell is not a good place to go. Amen?
Amen.
Heaven,
Amen.
You can walk the streets of gold. Enjoy the rest of your eternal days in heaven. And then hell is just the opposite. You'll be burning, gnashing of teeth, weeping everlastingly down there in hell. Amen?
Amen.
So the question is, what in hell that's so good that you want to go there? Look at what people are doing in the world now. Just shooting, killing, doing anything, stealing, just doing whatever they want to do. Because they want to have a good time in hell when they go. Amen? And people that are members of the body of Christ, you halfway in, you got 1 foot in the church and 1 foot in hell, you're going to go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus showed us what to do. Amen?
Yeah.
And we've got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen? And he'll bless us to be able to live the most wonderful life you could ever live on planet Earth. And then leave this earth and go to heaven and walk on streets of gold eternally. In heaven. Amen. We can see that. You know, some people say, I don't believe in all that old heaven and hell stuff that they be talking about. You better try to believe. Because I want to see you look at something on earth. Man told you you could retire if you work the right kind of job. Amen.
Yeah.
You get disability if something happens to you here on earth. Amen. There are a lot of people living on that disability, retirement, and everything right now, living wonderfully. Amen. But what about the one that's in jail eternally until they die? What about the one that's go to jail and ruin their whole record and they can't hardly do too much or nothing? Look on the streets of America. Hey, man, look on the streets over there, and you got people with fucking crawling up and down the big streets where people go drive on all the time asking for money. Amen.
Yeah.
And not only that, our government set it up so that if you that sorry and a sorry person, you could go down there and get you some food stamps. Amen. Go down there and get you a little change from some of those organizations that give away money and try to help and feed you and carry on, help you pay your bills, help you find somewhere to stay and live there. Amen. But listen, that's good to heaven. You got to do as God has ordained you to do. And that is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Do the right thing. Obey the one gospel in the Bible. Just one gospel is in that Bible. And it tells you you got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the washing away of all your past sins, Acts 2:37-38. You don't find sprinkling or nothing like that or just receiving in your heart. You don't find that. That's Satan preaching that kind of foolishness. Amen. You don't know, and he make people, it make them feel so good. All I got to do is just accept God in my heart, and I'm saved. No, that's a lie. You got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe it, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of wiping away of all your past sins. You rise up out of the water, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And as long as you live the right life, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. And at your departure from the earth, you'll be headed toward heaven on the judgment day. Amen. And you can't beat that. I've seen a lot of people that live quite elderly, too. Three of them, over 100 years old. And they were just saying they're just waiting to go see Jesus. They were faithful to Christ. They would go to church every Sunday and midweek services and everything, and go to the gospel meetings and go to affairs that the churches of Christ were given everywhere. And they did that over 100 years. Amen. When they passed away. Amen. And one lady I'll never forget, she was just so happy. She said, "Just going to see Jesus." Amen. Amen. How many people you know that we know that leave here like that? Amen. How many do you hear that cheer about that make it like that? You go to them when they are sick on their deathbed and everything, and they just as happy. Some be just as happy as they want to be.
Amen.
See, God is not going to let there be no food. God, if you're going to be faithful and worship God in spirit and in truth, amen, as He has commanded you to do, you will live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. And then die gloriously, headed to heaven. Amen. A lot of folks know where they're going when they die. Amen.
Yeah.
I've seen some that were in the church, but they became unfaithful and start sinning and going on. Amen. And then it was terrible when they got on their deathbeds. Amen. That's something else. See, that's nothing. That's something you cannot run from. Act like you are all that good and everything. And when your last days come, it'll be known by the members of the body of Christ, those that are around you. Amen. We've got to understand that you're not going to be on this earth forever. None of us. Amen. And we've got to understand that we've got to follow the basic instructions before leaving earth. That is the Bible. You don't find but one church in the Bible. One. All of the rest of them were started here on earth. daily headquarters on earth. But the Bible that's in the Bible is in heaven. Amen. Jesus was sent here, the Son of God, to set the example, live 30-some years here on earth, setting the example of what we must do in order to be saved. Amen. And people can care less about being saved or anything else. All they want to do is make them some money as quick as they can, any kind of way they can do it and everything else, and just spend it and blow it up at everything else that they want to do. That's pitiful.
Yeah. Amen.
The love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all evil. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in love with money. Fall in love with Christ Jesus. Amen. Fall in love with him. Amen. And you will live the most beautiful life you could ever live on planet Earth. And then leave, you're going to heaven. Amen. I remember a couple of older people lived over 100 years old. And they just, I'm just waiting to go see Jesus. I'm just waiting to go see Jesus. Amen. If you're in the right life, live in the right light. Amen. And God extends your life like that. Amen. You'll be ready to go meet with him. Amen. And that's a wonderful thing. And then if you're doing the right thing, and we all can sin, but repent of it. Amen. Yeah. Repent. You have to be in the one church that's in the Bible. The one church that's in the Bible. And that's the church of Christ, or from Christ. Christ came here, lived the life, set the example, died, was hung on a cross, went back to heaven. Amen. And he made that trail for us to follow as human beings. You must hear the word, Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. And once you let, you are born afresh. You go down in the water, and Christ wipe away all of your past sins. You rise there from a new creation in Christ Jesus. But continue to be faithful to the only church you can find in the Bible, and that's the church of Christ. Now, if there's someone listening, if you can find another church in the Bible, please tell us. Please let us know. The Bible says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Amen. Call in and tell us. Amen. And we'll see. See, I don't think you're going to be able to prove that righteousness, not with the King James Version of the Bible. Now, there are a lot of other Bibles out there, amen, that men have written so that they can indoctrinate you to believe that that's the right way. There's only the King James Version is the Bible that God recognizes. Jesus said, "Well, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever." It's going to be immortal. Amen. They got a whole lot of crooked books out there that men wrote, and they're trying to get you to follow their footsteps. Why? Because they put their headquarters on earth. Amen.
Yes.
Now, you know, if you read the Bible, Christ's headquarters is not on earth. Amen. It's in heaven. And that's where you will go if you follow the basic instructions of the Bible. Amen. Hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe it, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Then last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your sins and rise therefrom a new creation in Christ Jesus. Then be faithful to the church until the day you die. Amen. And there's only one church in the Bible. If anybody listening now can find any other church other than the Church of Christ in the Bible, call in. Prove to us there's more than one church in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And if you can find more than one church in the Bible, I know you can find more than one Jesus, one God, and everything else. But I tell you one thing. Prove how many Satans it is then. You're going to agree. There's only one Satan. But why has got to be so many gods and Jesuses? Amen. One Jesus, one God. Three in the God here. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Satan is down there in hell waiting to bring everybody he can off earth into hell with him. Amen. That's what it's all about. And see, regardless of what we may think in our minds, we live in a great nation right now anyway. Live in a great nation, everything. And then you look at the how people work now, and we've gone beyond slavery and everything else, and people can make good money and buy good things and buy cars and all this kind of foolishness. But is this heaven? No, this is not heaven. Amen? You live the life Christ told you to live, you can live a very wonderful life here on earth and die and go to heaven. Amen? That's what we're trying to go, is to heaven. And if you don't obey the Bible, you can't go to heaven. Amen? You got to obey the Bible. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. The ones of us that are going to be making it and going into heaven, the word of God is going to be up there still. Amen? It's going to be on this earth till he burn it up. Amen? Amen. We've got to understand that we're here on planet Earth are human beings that can only live so long, and you got to leave this Earth. And when you leave this Earth, it depends on how you lived on Earth before you died. Amen. If you live like a alien, you're going to hell. Amen. If you live godly in the only word that's in the Bible, the only church that's in the Bible, amen, the basic instructions before leaving earth. Follow that, amen, what God has commanded us to do. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, amen. You've got to be in the church that Christ built, amen.
Yeah.
But Satan made sure he could mess a whole lot of billions of people up by creating his own churches and put them there. Amen. And people go into those churches and just believe in what man said before God. If you read, and even the man that calls himself preaching the word of God, he needs to look back at the book again. Because he's not going to find but one church in the Bible. Amen. One gospel in the Bible. Amen. What we must do, the instructions on how to go to heaven. Amen. That's the only way. But all you got to do now, you can call yourself a preacher. You can come straight out the penitentiary. Been there for, 25, 30 years. But they let you out a little early. So you came out and started your church. Amen. And you're going to take those people home to hell with you. Amen. I've seen many guys coming out and out of prison for doing some terrible mess in prison, but they got put out kind of early, and they went and started a church. They were doing that real heavy in the 60s and 70s. It was, every time he looked around, there was a new church popping up somewhere. Somebody went and got a garage. Somebody owned a old house that they had moved out and was going down. They'd go in there and they'd tap it up and fix it up real good and put a name of a church on there and got them a church. There are many of them in America right now. It's a hustle for them. They don't believe the money. They've been in prison, many of them were in prison and everything, and they got out early and went and opened them up a little building somewhere and started them a church. Amen. That's pathetic. You never would think that that's what would be happening on planet Earth today, with men coming out of prisons and everywhere, and women are starting churches too. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We've got to understand that the only church in the Bible was established in Acts chapter 2. Amen? And the basic instruction that were given to that church is in the New Testament scriptures. Amen? Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, study to show thyself approved unto who? God. A workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. Study the word of God. Amen? Amen. You know something? Many of the preachers that we have in our nation now, a lot of them went to prison first, stayed in there some years, and came out and started them a church. Well, I'm telling you the truth. It's up there. It is not the one in the Bible. Amen. It was another good hustle for them. A good hustle. Amen. And if you notice, a lot of the churches that's in the world is all about passing that plate. Amen. Giving is the most important thing that they want to talk about in their churches. Amen. Because they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Makes you feel good. They got the instruments. They got the Sunday morning nightclub in there with them and everything else. And got all kinds of foods that's going on up in there and call it church. God is the Spirit, the Bible says, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And the truth is in the Bible. Amen. Their church, they got them, and they wrote them a separate book from it. Their headquarters is on earth somewhere. Amen. But the headquarters for the church that's in the Bible, the church of Christ, the headquarters is in heaven. Jesus died and went back to heaven, amen, came down here and showed us what we must do in order to be saved, amen. And man could just about, basically man could care less about it. There's only one church in the Bible. Read it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You're going to find one church in the Bible today. Amen. And it was established in the New Testament, Matthew through Revelations. Amen. And we've got to know to live like God told us to live. Now, a lot of people get upset. It's more than one church. Yeah, you know, that sounds good to a lot of people because they may have a good education, good job, or something going working for them, inherited a lot of money and everything, and they're living here in America. Amen. Oh. Many people in America need to travel around the world and see what's really going on. Amen. Yeah. I've had the chance to do that, travel around the world. And it's pathetic in some nations how people live. They are suffering worse than we did during slavery in America. Amen. We've got to understand the blessings that have been achieved. Amen.
Yeah.
And understand that God is in control. Amen. Everything on this earth. Amen.
Yeah.
When he comes back, when Jesus comes back, he's going to send some to burn everlastingly and some to walk on streets of gold heavenly. Amen. That's what it's all about, the word of God. And you can live the most wonderful life on planet earth if you become a true member of the one true church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ. And the basic instructions of the New Testament, you could live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen. I remember an older lady who lived to be over 100 years old. She had said, I'm just going to see Jesus. She died smiling. She was sickly too. But she had a glorious life here on planet Earth. Amen. And that's how we can have it, by following the basic instructions of the Bible. There's only one church. And if you listen tonight and you can find more than one church in the Bible, call in. The Bible says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Amen. Prove it. Amen. And I know if you're going to use the Bible that is the King James Version of the Bible, you'll never find it. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Amen. Word of God is not going anywhere. Amen. Amen. We got to understand that and start walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Brother Johnson, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I was just sitting here listening and thinking about what you and Brother William had said about the church.
Amen.
Now, I know folks are just hard-headed.
Amen.
They just ain't going to listen no matter what you say. Mm. And we got a lot of it in the Church of Christ don't want to hear about the Church of Christ. And they supposed to be in it.
Mm. Amen.
You know, it's pitiful.
Yeah.
But men that claim to be members of the body of Christ and doing everything under the sun, and men, when they say, I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and they think they can keep on sinning, they're doing the wrong thing.
Amen.
We got to stop somewhere.
Yep.
God looking at this nation every day.
Yes.
And let God say, okay, you ain't going to do what I say. I'm going to let it fall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just let it drop.
Amen.
Stop while we can go with it. Look at our world today. is just messed up. The president,
amen.
The president we got now, he gets rid of more cabinet members than I ever seen in my life. They quit. They just drop it out of sight. They don't even want to work for the man. And he got all that money.
Amen.
And I look at that situation to say this. The way the Church of Christ is going, we drop it out of sight.
Members drop.
Drop it like flies. Huh?
Yeah.
Just drop it out. They just quit preaching God's word.
Yeah.
Start making up stories.
Amen.
Telling lies.
Amen.
I won't do this. I won't do that. And we want to see the church be established stronger.
Yeah.
And they ain't doing nothing about it.
Huh? Amen.
Just let them fall.
Mm-hmm.
Get one or two baptisms now a year.
Maybe
a year. And somebody asked me a while back, have you had a baptism lately? No. Why? Because people don't want it.
They don't want to obey the truth.
You can't make a man do that. Are you good at it?
Nah.
You can almost get down on your knees and look, you got to obey God. You got to obey God or you are going to heaven.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in the kingdom no other way. I don't care who you are or what you are or what you stand for. But you know men can get more praises than God.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at Billy Graham.
Yep.
Man, they praise that man like he's God. All over the globe, he led, this way they put it, he led over 2 million people. But where did he lead them to?
Yeah.
He was the Christ.
Amen.
He didn't, I'm like Brother Marshall Keeble. He didn't go far enough.
Amen.
He didn't go to baptism. He stopped and put short.
Stop.
Amen.
He lied to them, deceived them.
Yes.
And yet, these presidents that we got, all of them going to be at the funeral in North Carolina tomorrow.
Praise of men.
Praise of men, but not the praises of God.
Nope.
Oh, God got something for them. Church of Christ, stand up.
Yeah.
And get it together.
Amen.
Because we still got to carry the cross on.
Got
to preach it regardless who goes to the grave.
Amen.
And who don't get there to heaven.
Amen.
We got to put it together, brothers. We got to fight. And I didn't fight.
Amen.
I don't mean stand there and look at one another either. We got to be for real.
Man.
Because we got all these wrong teachers standing on every corner now.
Yeah.
And even in our own brotherhood. Apostle Paul warned us. We read Romans 16 and verse 16, but drop down to verse 17 and 18.
Okay.
He said there's be false brethren.
Uh-huh.
They're going to teach it wrong.
Yeah.
Why?
Amen.
They don't want to go through. They want to lie, get big chested, get all the big money, all the honey.
Amen.
Getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. But that Bible, it will condemn you, and it will condemn me and everybody else.
Amen.
Obey God's word.
Amen.
God's going to get you one way or the other, brethren. I don't care where you go. You can go to the bottom of the sea. God's right there looking at you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you see through the water. He go deep. How far can you go?
Go to the grave.
Oh, he go to your grave and look at you laying there.
He see
you. See what you're doing. Huh?
Amen.
If you make your bed in heaven, he said, I'm there.
Yes,
he said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. Where you going?
No,
you can't escape God. Brethren, we cannot afford to lose our soul.
Amen.
Read the book. I don't give a care who was popular and who's right around here carrying a Bible but don't know how to use it.
Yes.
We got a whole lot of people that went to divinity school and come out dumber than the dumber.
Yeah.
They don't know the book. The man that taught them doesn't know. He didn't teach them truth.
Nope.
He taught them how to lie.
Yeah.
And they're good at it.
Good.
He's good at lying.
Amen.
He's just taking his credit. He's good at lying.
Number one.
He's a top dog, as they say.
Yeah.
He is going along with it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bible tells us the truth, and we just won't follow what God says. You know, we stand there. We know when God says something. For instance, Brother William said it so plainly tonight. He said, we got to be baptized. That's a command from God. But we, you know what we're saying?
Amen.
You know what we're saying? God, you lie.
Oh, no.
That's what we have got to the point, God.
Amen.
We have got to that point.
Yes.
With God, you lie. Baptism can't do nothing for me. Mm-hmm. Baptism cannot do nothing for them that don't believe in it.
Amen.
Amen.
They don't believe in it. No, it can't do nothing for them.
Jesus said.
Huh? Jesus said, you got to be baptized. Men said, no. What?
Man.
We got it right in the book. We can see it for ourselves. And you know what we'll say? I can't see that, brother.
Oh, no.
My preacher, I got to go talk to my preacher first.
Mm.
Well, who's your God?
All right.
But you say, oh, how the song they say, brother, I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, do you really love Jesus, the Jesus of heaven, or do you love the one down here on earth?
All right.
Huh? We got to who loves the one in heaven, we're going to obey him.
Amen.
If we love the one down here on earth, we're going to disobey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The
devil is not truthful. No way you go.
No truth in
him. Amen.
The Bible says John 8:44, there's no truth in him. He was a liar from the beginning.
Amen.
He lied to Adam and Eve. Come on, now, help me out.
Yeah.
He lied to them. He didn't tell them the truth. Yeah. He said, you shall surely not die.
Yeah. You
He told them in their face. And but you know what? When the men they touched that forbidden tree, they died on the spot.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Said, well, Father, don't slide. Y'all know what I'm saying? No. God explained it to him. He told him, don't eat of it and don't touch it.
Yep.
He don't even touch it.
Amen.
And they disobeyed God. And look where we at now.
Amen.
And death is for sure. You know, people don't realize that, Brother William. Death is for sure.
Yes.
Now, you know what, Brother William? God has blessed me to live. To get 64 years old. My birthday is in 20 more days.
Yeah.
I'll be 65 years old. Don't you know if you let me live to see it, I will still be praising and still be preaching.
Praise
I'm not preaching, Brother Parker. I don't care what men say. You can go get another leader like Brother Billy Graham, if they want to call it, and I'm going to still preach God's word.
Praise the truth.
Amen.
I'm going to preach the truth. I don't care what you want to hear. I said the truth, and I'm coming out of the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in Mark, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 15 and verse 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Bible says, not James Johnson, the Bible.
Yeah.
We listen to men too much. But what did God say? That's what I love about the Bible. What did God say?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I was reading a lot of things out of the Old Testament today, Brother William. I sat outside for a while today.
Yeah.
And I was reading some things out of the Old Testament. If God did the way he did back then, hit you in death on the spot, I don't think it'd be too many living today.
All right. Amen.
God give a man a chance. But sooner or later, he's going to cut it off. Even man that messed his deal up, man better get in line with the word, and you better get to preaching it.
Amen.
The word is not going to back off. I tell you, you're going to just go on and kill me because I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to keep on telling you, and I'm going to keep on telling you. Until Jesus said, get up, and he's time for you to get up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Because we got so many brethren, I'm scared to preach the truth. Here's how they'll do it.
Amen.
Well, you know, brother, you shouldn't be so hard. But man, you know, in a way, you know, let me tell you something. He understands when he got to be baptized in the Christ.
Yeah.
Satan will put that net in his mind and say, you ain't got to be baptized. Just go ahead. You know what Satan say that? So you can burn more better.
Amen.
Water and fire can't mix.
No.
You see, it can't mix.
Amen.
It's good. Father Jesus said, and Jude chapter 1 and verse 20, pulling them out of the fire. Know what he's talking about there? Pulling them out of hell, because that's why they headed.
Amen.
Man don't even realize he headed to hell. Every day a person die on the outside, Brother William, of Jesus Christ is headed for hell.
Amen.
That day. He's not going to heaven in sin.
No.
He can't even make it there. He can't even get to the door of heaven.
Amen.
The Bible already told us. If you died outside, you lost for eternity.
Amen.
You can't
Amen.
Be saved in sin. You got to come out of it.
Yes.
And we got the word right here in front of us. We can tell you what sin is all about.
True.
Huh? Yes. The Bible already shows us what we need to do. Tell the people the truth.
Just
tell them plain and true. Huh? In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We got a lot of folks that don't want to hear no truth. They want to hear a lie to satisfy their soul. And still want to hear. So sad. It's a sad day coming. It's going to be a rejoicing day for the saints, but a sad day for the sinner. He's going down. He's going down heavy. See, when God comes back, he says, I'm coming back with my reward, Revelation 22 and verse 12. He's going to reward every man according to his works. If he ain't getting nothing, he don't get nothing. We got to work for the Lord to get something. You work on a job, don't you? When you want to get paid, didn't you? You got to work for the Lord to get paid. You want that crown of life? You got to earn it by God's salvation through the Bible. But a lot of folks don't want to do nothing but sit around and gossip and talk crazy and be foolish and don't understand what they need to really be doing. We need to be preaching the gospel. Look at funerals all over the world.
Amen.
A handbasket. You turn the TV on, all you hear is people having accidents, guns going off. People killing one another.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to stop it.
Mm.
I went outside today, Brother William, and I was looking. Do you know why you was gone with your son and everything to the doctor? The police cars was out here all day long at this building. Now, it's mostly older people live here, and I said, now, what are they out here for now? They were just sitting out there in their car.
Yeah.
Because that glass got broke out and the police are here every day. It is a sad situation here. We got to live almost in fear.
Yeah.
That's got to bring the law from here every day.
Yeah.
Now, you know it's getting terrible.
Terrible.
It's sad. I used to say it, Brother Parker, but it's sad. It makes me get trouble in my bones sometimes. But look at these people. I mean, some of them were scared to pull into the parking lot where they parked the cars because they were looking at the police.
Yeah.
I said, God, have mercy. What are we going to do now?
Amen.
We got trouble on our hands, and the law is just sitting here looking to catch somebody with dope and drugs and guns and whatever they got in their hands.
Yeah.
This world is in a bad, bad shape. But you know what? We won't turn a loose sin. Ain't that pitiful?
Amen.
Yeah. We won't turn a loose sin.
Man.
We'll just go on and on.
Just
hold on to sin for eternity.
Mm.
And now we just got to the point the doctors can't do nothing for us, Brother Will. And yeah, we'll still go on and die in sin.
Amen.
Don't even care no more.
Amen.
You know, we used to pray. My people say, hey, heck with it. I don't care if I live or die now.
The world is lost.
Lost in sin, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
The world don't care.
Don't
they don't even want to repent now.
No,
you can repent all the way back. What you mean, repent? Man, I got to make me some money. I need some money so I can give me some honey and give me some dope and drugs and alcohol and everything.
Yes.
People laying on death beds and everything going on.
Amen.
Man.
But the great day coming.
Yes, sir.
Peter said in 1 Peter 4, verse 17 and 18, he said, judgment must begin at the house of God. It will begin at the house of God. Where will the ungodly and sinner appear? I'm going to tell you something. Ungodly and sinner is not going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Only the ones that are going to heaven is faithful ones that were faithful to Christ all the way through all this agony and pressure. And times of trouble.
The righteous.
That's the only one going there.
Yeah.
Anybody on the outside cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
If you can show it to me, the Bible shows it. There's only one church in the Bible. We got brethren stood up on it. One church.
One church.
And everybody coming to my church now. What church you got?
Amen.
What do you got in your church? I want to know about that.
Yes.
They got all the pianos and the organs and the drums and the get fiddles and the guitars.
Yeah.
And they try to run the Psalms 150 verse 6. Well, David said, praise the Lord. With what? A piano don't have breath.
Amen.
A organ don't have breath. A guitar don't have breath. A get fiddle don't have breath. But David said, let anything that has breath, praise the Lord. That's man. That's breath.
Amen.
The Bible said, sing. S-I-N-G. Not P-L-A-Y. But everybody want to hear this now, brother. They don't want to sing. They want to play.
Yeah.
And we got to church on the same thing.
Amen.
Oh, good, brother. Oh, look at me. I can shake my hips now. And I can dance all over the place. You know, some of that music is rock and roll music. It just put Jesus in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But it's rock and roll music. Because when they get to playing, it sounds just like rock and roll music.
Yeah.
They just add Jesus to it. Like Brother Parker said, Sunday night, nightclub.
Yeah.
What he said. They come in there and they bring the nightclub to the church building.
Yeah.
And they get up there and make all that confession and jumping around there, whooping and hollering. And screaming all out of their love if they just done God a favor.
Yeah.
They think they have done God a favor and service.
Shame.
And still messed up.
Man.
Excuse me. Just messed it up.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Ephesians 5:19, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Even that's not the man. You know what? We the
country.
He's praising me as now.
Amen.
We praising men, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
God is praising them. But now we're touching around. We praise men. Oh, hey, child, did so-and-so sound good on the microphone this morning? Yeah, honey, he sure did. I want to know the question. I want to know the answer to this question. Where was God at? How can we say God liked it?
All right.
We said the preacher, oh, the preacher, he enjoyed it.
Amen.
All the deacons enjoyed it. All the members enjoyed it. Where God is? What God is? Did God enjoy it?
Was he pleased?
Was he pleased with the music?
All right.
Or was he pleased with the instrument? He said, sing. And make him melody in your heart. Spiritual understanding. How can a guitar be spiritual? We can see a guitar. I'd go buy one right now, brother. When you go buy a guitar, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
The music that God talks about from the heart of the mind, of the soul. He's talking about from within and not from without.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks think they're doing God a favor. Well, I don't think that it ain't what you think. It's what God already said in the word.
Yes.
That's all right. But we think too much and don't think right. See, that's the old devil trick. Satan called for now. Y'all go on in there and go on and shake your hips now and go on in there and play on the microphone and go on and get your music together and put on your quiet robe and go on and entertain the people and then go on and get that money and go out of there.
Huh.
That's the way he's going.
That's
the
devil.
And the devil is the way he is. And a lot of people, you know that, Brother Weeks, now this will get me real good. The denomination will give all that they got, and we ask for a few dollars in the Church of Christ for the crime.
Yeah.
I got bills to pay. I got this to pay. I got that to pay.
Yeah.
But in denomination, I never, when I was in the Baptist Church, Brother William, up till I was 60, my mother and all of them, they was in there. I never, never heard them complain about the money.
All right.
The priest, they could complain. Sit it down, Brother Parker, and then never say a word. But when it comes to the Church of Christ, we got to start crying. And then why? If I put $5 in, look here, brother, I at least got to get 3 of it back or 2.
Yeah.
I got to have change in my pocket. I ain't got no money.
Wow.
And then, you know what? The people in the denomination will give their land, and we get some money, and we'll give ourselves first and give God the leftover.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we know you're satisfied with that. You don't need no money up there. Mm. We got it all backwards.
Yes.
God.
Amen.
Me and my wife, we plan this every time the month come around. We know we get it once a month. So what we do, I said, look, honey, we know we got bills like everybody else. We ain't going to hide it and say we don't have it. Amen. I can put the Lord money. I got it right now here in this Bible, Brother Williams.
Yes, sir.
I got the Lord money already.
Amen.
I got it already. I ain't no spirit. I already know it's there.
Amen.
Already got it in the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah, whatever I do with the rest of it, it's me about my business.
Amen.
But I put God first.
First Corinthians.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
You got a lot of folks. Well, I spit it, and then I walk in the building. Oh, God, now here go a dollar for you. Now, this is all I have. My bill came first. You know, I had to go pay my car note. I had to go pay my rent. I had to go pay this car. Now, I know you understand. I had to do all of that. This is all I got left. I had to buy my children some shoes. I had to go buy some food. God's sitting there looking at you. Oh, why do you say that? You don't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something, Brother Williams. When I got into church, I learned something.
All right.
If God can't be first, then nobody should be first.
Amen.
Nobody
Amen.
Should be first. Because God said in Matthew 6:33, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Lord, and righteousness.
Amen.
Devil added up to you.
He's
we got folks
again.
Seeking the world first, and then God in second place. I said, what kind of nonsense is this?
Mm.
And then, if we preach on it, oh, Lord have mercy. We got to argue and almost got to fight and almost got to kill somebody just to get a dollar.
Mm.
But go to the Baptist church. One time on Sunday, you'll see that place pass 50 times, and the people still come out of their pocket, and nobody says nothing.
Mm. Yep.
Amen.
And they tell the preacher to lie to them, and we have the children won't give us a dime.
Can't get paid.
Can't get paid, Brother Parker.
Man.
Mm. You know what, Brother Parker? We got a few members, and they're so stingy with their money. It's pitiful.
It's stinginess.
In the church.
In the church. Live.
And then
Amen.
We talk about we going to heaven.
Yeah.
We on our way to hell, too. We don't get it straight.
Yeah.
See, we can't do 4 out of 5. We got to do all 5 steps.
All 5 steps.
You know, we do it the way God said it, and it ain't worship.
It's sin.
It's sin before God.
Amen.
And God is not going to bless a congregation that's sinning before Him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. We got a lot of folks want to get away with sin.
Yeah.
All sin coming off our packages.
Amen.
But it ain't going to get away with it. Because God's going to bring you into judgment. And you're going to
say, why
did you kill me first? And you're going to stand there and look crazy. And, well, Lord, I was a member of the Church of Christ. He goes, no, you wasn't. You didn't do what I told you.
Not in the Lord.
You wasn't in you. You had been dropped out. Guess what? God's erased your name. You already out.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, He erased your name, but when you already out, you go and you die tomorrow, die tonight, and God look in the book and say, I don't see your name there.
No Christ.
What's the problem, Lord?
No
Christ. I thought I was in the, you thought. But now look where you're at. You ain't in my book, and you ain't in one of my children. You know, that's going to be a sad day. God will tell a lot of people, you ain't none of my child. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't want to hear that.
Amen.
You don't want to hear that, Brother Parker. You thought you were doing all
Amen.
That good. Go ride that and go to hell. Oh, no.
Amen.
Don't nobody
yes.
want to do that.
Amen.
Let me right by it. Don't. That's why I said give God all of it. Don't give God no part of it.
Yeah.
Don't give him none.
Amen.
That's why I said every time, Brother Wade, me and the wife make sure that we give God first. I said, honey, hold up. Wait.
There is point.
He said, I know what you're going to say. He said, God is first. I said, that's
Amen.
Right. I said, keep that in mind.
Amen.
Don't Amen.
Get it. Take your time.
I said, every time you got a chance, I got a chance. We put it together. We give God His and first. Everybody else, they can wait. Or they can go on and take me on out. What are the two?
Right.
I'm doing God's real first.
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard people tell me, well, you know, Brother Johnson, you got somebody to help you. That's not the issue.
No,
the
sir.
Issue is I'm trusting God to take care of me.
God helps you.
Yes.
That's who helps you. It's not so much the wife there all the time. I depend on God if I didn't have a wife.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
That's what's the problem.
Amen.
You got a wife. What's that got to do with me and her? If death came, he took me first and took her out of here first, I still got to carry on.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You got to trust in him, regardless. We talked about that a long time ago. I said, look, honey, if I go before you, you keep doing God's service. Don't quit.
Amen.
And when I was in the hospital, you know for yourself, I told my wife, I said, look, don't come up at no hospital seeing me first. You go to worship first. You serve God. I can wait on it. If it's not time to go, you can't do nothing about it no way. You stay ready. Stay with God. That's where you stay. You get an understanding with your wife with that, then you got something going.
Amen.
You see a lot of folks say they don't want to listen to that, but that's true. Well, okay, you gonna go serve the man in the hospital. Why did God come in at? That's why a lot of folks today, Brother William, can't stay faithful to God because they serve the man. Like over the nursing home. That shouldn't have been going on.
Amen.
That's why I brought it up. Yes. What are you serving? God or the man?
Yes.
God and me first. And we got to get it together while we're down here on this planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, you better put God first.
You
better come out of the denominational building and get the real teaching.
Christ.
Because you don't have Christ in no denomination, no building.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian, all the way down the line. If they ain't from Christ, then you need to come out of it.
Amen.
And you know, I know you, Brother Parker. A person will say, I'm Baptist. What Christ said. I want to know what Christ said. I'm Methodist, Brother Will. What Christ said.
Nowhere.
I want to know why. The preacher, I'm Catholic, but I want to know what Christ said.
Christ.
What Christ said.
Amen.
You say with God, but you don't tell me where you get it from.
Amen.
They'll tell you where they get it from. I'm Baptist. And that's all they go with. But when we see Church of Christ, oh, Lord, have mercy. That upsets the fruit basket with these people. They get mad. You, Church of Christ, think y'all the only one going to heaven. Well, I said, let me tell you this way. We didn't preach that. I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody, and I'll say it again, ain't nobody going to church outside, or going to heaven on the outside of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
If you ain't in Christ, you just in bad shape.
The Church of Christ is the one,
the only church you can read about in the Bible.
Amen.
Brother Paul, Brother William made it plain and simple tonight. What part you didn't understand? It's still in the book, Romans the 16th chapter and verse 16.
Amen.
It ain't never been torn out. And let me tell you something. It ain't going to never be torn out according to God's word. God ain't going to be there. It gonna stay. You know something? I noticed something about when they were talking about Billy Graham today, Brother Wee. They never named what church he went to, but I know what church he go to. You know, he was a Baptist.
Yep, Baptist preacher.
And Martin Luther King was another one.
Baptist preacher.
And Martin Luther King. Somebody tell me, how you know you heard it? He had a lawyer for a friend, and the lawyer was a Church of Christ. And he tried to teach Martin Luther King, and Martin Luther King, no. Brother, I've been this way. My dad is the man said, I ain't got to do it with your daddy. What about you? And he outlived Martin Luther King. Daddy outlived him.
Yeah.
Amen. Now,
what about that? You see what I'm saying? Martin Luther King going to live to get 39 years old. He died on my mother's birthday, April the 4th, 1968. He didn't make 40 years old.
Wow.
Amen.
You see what I'm talking about? So, see, God gave a chance right there.
Yeah.
Obey me. He didn't do it. Look at Billy Graham, never get 99. He said, I'm looking for 100, but I couldn't get this 100 because it's time to go.
Yeah,
God said,
go.
Time to go. I'm going to get 100 or not 100.
Yeah.
God said, time to go. Now he's standing there before God. Notice, he's saying, God, I'm a priest. He said, well, I don't know you.
Amen.
Why I don't know you?
Never knew
you. Because you didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
You know, they God, so now how you going to do something?
Yeah.
If I don't do the will of God, how can I teach you how to do the will of God?
Can't do it.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with the world today.
Amen.
We're trying to teach Jesus, and we ain't got the will yet.
Amen.
Jesus' will. I've got to come into the will. See, a lot of folks want to come to Jesus just any kind of way.
Yeah.
They don't care if they're drunks. Drug addicts, dope heads, or killers or murderers. Just the whole second, Lord, and they got this bad, Brother Wick. God loves all of us. God loves full of men, but he hates to see him.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Psalm chapter 7, verse 11, he said he judges the righteous, but
yes.
he's angry with the wicked every day. And all of those who have forgot God in Psalm 7 and verse, excuse me, Psalm 9 and verse 17, all of those who have forgot God is going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible is right, and we might as well face it.
Yeah.
But we got too many people just don't want to do what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got all
yeah.
these old false religions and false teachers, and they study building. But you know what? God's going to go and let them build it. Because when the empire falls, it's all over.
Yes.
Amen.
See, God ain't worried about them that's in that empire because he know they're going to fall.
Amen.
He's worried about his people.
He is God over all.
And he's going, God going to win in the end.
Amen.
He already won the victory of death.
Yes.
See, Satan didn't want God to die like that. He wants
no.
God to die like that.
No.
Oh, no. He tried to kill it
before
he got to the cross.
Yep.
He could stop that death.
Nope.
See, if he killed him any other way, the cross wouldn't have been no effective for us.
Nope.
See, that was insane, but with anything he did his hands on.
Mm-hmm.
God saw this. God said, no, I ain't going that way. I'm going the way I said I come
That's
to do.
Right.
And he did what he had to do. That was go
Amen.
To the cross, nailed to the cross,
yeah.
and then a soldier come along and put him inside.
In his death.
In his death.
Yeah.
Blood and water came forth. Now, if the devil would have killed him, just by killing him, no blood,
no
remission of sin.
Nope.
The blood, you got to come under the blood.
Amen.
And get into Christ.
That's it.
But the devil failed.
He failed. Miserable.
He failed. Miserable. The devil fell on his own face.
Yeah.
And when Jesus got up, turn it around. Jesus turned it upside down on him.
Amen.
And Jesus was so wise, he said, I'm going back, way back to Adam and Eve, and pour lampstands away from there, and they're going to be added to the church of Christ.
Pull them out of the fire.
He pulled them out of the fire. He knew where they was headed.
Put them in the church.
He put them in
the church.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We are blessed people today
Amen.
To have the church of Christ today.
Lord.
We are blessed, Brother Parker, to be in the church
yeah.
of Christ today.
Amen.
The church of Christ is right. What church is right there?
Which one?
Which one is right?
It ain't but one.
It ain't but one church in the world.
Which
God made it happen, and we still trying to call God a lie.
Yeah.
God says, get in the church. And we said, no, God didn't say that. Well, then what did God say?
You don't have to.
You don't have to be baptized. All you got to do is just believe.
That's it.
Use that old devil term.
Yeah.
See old Satan say, you got to just believe. Well, James chapter 2 and
yeah.
verse 19, the Bible says the devils also believe and tremble. That's not the prayers of God.
Amen.
But it didn't say they were saved.
Can't be.
Can't be saved
no
without the watery grave of baptism.
No works.
See, baptism covers the soul, not the body.
Amen.
See, we got the wrong principle, Brother
yeah.
Williams.
Yep.
We think it covers the body and leaves the soul out. No, God ain't come. God didn't die for no body.
Your body is not
baptized. It's your soul that
Amen.
God wants
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
That's what he's looking
Amen.
For. They try to, I just baptized what he baptized for.
Mm.
And they can't even tell you, Brother William. That's the sad part about how I baptized. What you baptized for? So I baptized. No. They got the reason why you were.
Well, they
don't even know. No, why
Amen.
It wasn't taught right.
Amen.
It wasn't taught right. They had the wrong information, Brother Parker. They didn't know, and they still don't know, and they whined and they crying and dying and going to hell.
Amen.
That's wrong with
them. Amen.
And when we come along and show them the truth, we the biggest thing in the world. Y'all the only one. Thank y'all, Lord, in heaven. But they don't have their mouth. We said, ma'am, what did Jesus say? Well, it says that, but I got to go talk to my pastor.
Mm.
I got to go talk to my reverend. And then he comes to Jacob
yeah.
called me and reverend.
Yeah.
And then they get mad.
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying something. I don't care how long you've been saying it. It's still wrong.
It's sin.
You don't call man reverend over God?
No.
Come on now. Man just flesh and blood.
Amen.
Die like, just like I would die. But if you don't obey God, you're going to hell. That's the bottom line to it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to obey God. We got to try to do it. Well, you better obey your preacher because, see, he can save you. Well, I don't know the Bible either.
Amen. That's a lie.
He can't save you. How can he save you? He can't save himself.
He can't save his own soul.
Huh? It takes the blood of Christ to save his soul.
Blood of Christ.
If Christ don't save his soul, there's nothing going to save his soul.
Amen.
The Bible is still the word of God. All we need to do is keep our head in the book and preach it until Jesus has time to go.
Amen.
That's the way you do it. Be like Brother Noah.
Yeah.
Preach until God said time to go in the ark.
That's it.
And when he went in, he ain't got nothing to do with you drowning. Huh? You should have got in.
Amen.
You heard it. You heard it for 100-some years. And you tell me you couldn't get in, but you want to go in.
Mm.
And you're like people today, brother. They don't want to come into the church.
Nope.
Okay, so if you don't want to come into the church, you will never get in after Christ lift the church up.
Amen.
You never get in. Because once you die, like you and Brother Parker said tonight, that's it.
That's it.
It's over. I ain't no talking about between heaven and hell. Ain't no between heaven and hell. You're going to hell or going to heaven.
Amen.
Talking about that crazy talk. I was going to say, you go to heaven halfway.
No.
I don't read that in no Bible.
Amen.
If you go to hell or you go to heaven.
That's it.
And God has already said what he wants to say. Everything we read in this book, God has already said it.
Amen.
He's put in the book. He gave us a revelation. We don't need another revelation.
No. Nope.
These men running around. I got another revelation from God. He's lying.
He's lying.
He got no another revelation. The Bible already told us what to do.
Amen.
Now you have heard God's word tonight.
Yeah.
Acts 15, verse 7. Do you believe what you hear? Acts 15, verse 7. Are you ready to repent? Acts 3:19.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to confess? Acts 8:37. Are you ready to be baptized into Christ? Acts 8:38. Acts 2:38. Acts 2:47. Let the Lord add you to the church.
Amen.
Can't nobody else do it.
Amen.
If God don't add you to the church, you're not in the church.
You're not in.
You're still on the outside, drowning in the fire of hell.
Amen.
Drowning. Think about this for a minute, brother. Drowning in the fire of hell.
Yes.
You got to come out of hell to get into Christ.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1 says, you have been translated
out of
the kingdom of Satan.
Yes.
Into God's dear Son.
Yes.
Ain't no other way to get out. It's through Jesus Christ, the only way. If you got another way, show me tonight.
Christ is
show Christ. All of us preachers tonight. We willing to take the chance if you can show us another way.
Amen.
If you willing to show us that we don't have to be baptized in the Christ, we'll take that answer too. If you tell us we don't have to be a member of the Church of Christ from the book, we'll take that answer too.
Show it from the truth.
Show it to us. We willing to hear it.
Amen.
We ain't got anybody yet to do it. Don't want to do it.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. This world is in a bad shape.
Yeah,
man, I leave here, bam.
Yeah,
people killing, murdering, having car wreck. This past week, a woman's baby got hit by a car. Just blew it all up.
Mm.
Then a lady and her child got killed this week.
Yeah,
same.
Man,
killed a woman and a child.
And the child. Oh, we don't know why death lies, but
teenagers murdering.
All kind of things going on. God's showing us protection, brethren.
Yeah.
We better stay close to God. If you know like I know, you better get in God's right hand.
Amen.
And hold on to his unchanging hand. Because we got one thing to know, and that's to go up.
Amen.
You all want to go up? You better hold on God's hand.
Amen.
I turn it over to you, brethren.
All right. Brethren, God bless us all.
Amen.
God bless you. We pray that you will receive the truth.
Amen.
You receive the truth. You don't just believe it. You believe and obey it.
Amen.
That's what faith is. Believe and obey it. There is no faith only that saves.
Amen.
It is faith that works the will of God.
Amen.
In chapter 2, verse 14 through 20. Only faith that obeys.
Amen.
You want to be saved? Obey the gospel. At this time, we're going to close out our broadcast for this evening. We want you to be ready to be back on this broadcast on next week at 7:30, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will have another radio broadcast for the Church of Christ concerning the gospel doctrine of Jesus.
Amen.
We're back to come, to listen, and to obey.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Amen.
God, our Heavenly Father,
yes,
thank you for another hour and opportunity,
please,
to declare your gospel,
yes,
to the dying and perishing generations of men. Around the world.
Amen.
We are thankful for those who have tuned in and have been a part of this ministerial broadcast.
Amen.
We're thankful to your in the Darren Luke Fellowship who are sponsoring this global ministry.
Amen.
We're thankful as ministers and teachers to be a part of this work to preach the gospel. As you said, preach the gospel to every creature, to every people, to all men.
Amen.
God, thank you for this privilege and opportunity. And may we continue, dear God, to use the opportunity that you have granted us that we might speak your word.
Amen.
Help us, dear God, to continue to fight the fight of faith, to defend the way of righteousness against the sinner and the false teacher, the lying prophet. God, thank you. Thank you for saving our souls.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Good night, my brethren. May God bless us all.
Amen.
Yes.